Okay, we're just going to take a couple more minutes, and I'm going to actually give you some homework. And I never do this. You guys, you've been here. Yeah. I never do this, but one of the things that has been coming up a lot for us over the last couple of weeks is this situation in Fukushima. Why do I keep saying Fukushima? Fukushima in Japan about the radioactive waters that are being released into the ocean and have been for 2 years. And so what it made me think of today when I was thinking of interdependence was one of the most beautiful ways to experience that interdependence, and it's one that originated in Buddha's time, was to make a water offering. And since water is what is being affected by this tragedy and this catastrophe, I thought that this is a way for all of us to interconnect with that, what's happening there, and to do one little act every day that's putting something beneficial out. There is this scientist, which I can't think of his name right now, who was Japanese, who was doing all this work with water and saying how that you can actually transform water with sound and with your thoughts and with words and so on and so forth. And in Tibetan Buddhism, we do that too, you know, through visualization. We transform water into nectar. We transform water into flowers. We transform water into incense. We transform water into an offering of perfume to the heart. You know, we visualize that in our minds. But to make it more tangible, you know, in the Buddha's time, the monks and nuns, they didn't have possessions. They were traveling. They had a robe and a staff and a bowl. And they were living in the forests and living in the caves and constantly on the move. That was one of the vows that they took in regards to becoming a Buddhist monk or nun. This was before they established communities. And the bowl was used for everything, for food, to drink out of. But it was also used to make an offering. And because they didn't have possessions or have a lot of money or anything, what was always available to make the offering was water. And so one of the really beautiful ways, I do this every day, and I do it in a number of different ways. You can do it really formally by setting up an altar with a number of bowls, each representing something beautiful that you'd like to offer, filling it with water. Or you can just take one bowl. This is my special bowl, you know, and you can fill it up with water, and you can take just a couple minutes and say some prayers over it of gratitude, maybe one word, gratitude. Or if you're doing your mantras, you know, Om Hum, you could do that over it, or peace, may all beings be peaceful. You know, may the waters be pure. I'm grateful for the water. Just one little sentence even, with the water. And take it in a mindful way and place it somewhere. I oftentimes, after I've prayed over the water, which we do extensively in some of our practices, I take it outside and put it on the railing and just like to think of it in terms of may all the beings on all the different planes of existence come and take nurturance from this water. May it heal them, you know, may it heal the earth, may it purify the waters, may it protect this valley from, you know, cataclysms and so on and so forth. So I just put it out there as an offering. And then at the end of the day, I'll make up, I have a prayer that I do from the Zen tradition, which is the water with which we fill these bowls tastes like ambrosia. We offer it to the various spirits to satisfy them. Om Maha Kusalaya Swaha. And then I take the water and I just throw it out into the garden. So that's my little ritual. But you can all, you know, you can all do whatever you want to do. But just make it, it would just take a minute every day to do that. And I think I'm going to ask everybody in the group to kind of do that, and with the thought in mind of what's happening over there, and the fact that it could very well have repercussions for generations, and in our lifetimes too. I mean, we suspect that, you know, there's going to be some big issues that are coming from this. So, anyway, just to do our little piece. So that's your homework, to find a bowl that's special to you. Keep it just for making it your water offering. And just once a day, have a minute of mindfulness and, you know, make that offering.